Another partial collapse of an almost century-old railroad bridge in the city of Syracuse has officials looking for answers. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The city of Syracuse closed part of Geddes Street last week after drivers noticed pieces of concrete falling from a railroad bridge going over the street. It follows a partial railroad bridge collapse on South Clinton Street last summer. State Senator Rachel May says it's time to get the state involved, so she sent a letter to the head of the New York State Rail Safety Bureau asking for a full review of Syracuse's rail infrastructure.
We needed to be proactive about making sure that we're not putting people in danger, people that have the right to assume that if they drive over a bridge or they take a train over a bridge, that that bridge is going to hold their weight.
The city of Syracuse worked with engineers at the train company to assure the Geddes Street Bridge is safe. Walsh Administration spokesman Greg Lowe says it has reopened.
This is going to take vigilance. These are issues that affect infrastructure in many places. When it comes to these railroad bridges, the city and other municipalities work within a regulatory framework that's established by the federal government.
Syracuse area Congressman John Katko is also calling on the Federal Railroad Administration to answer questions about the safety of bridges across the city. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.